Elijah, what are you doing here?
Lord, I've tried so hard to live for you, but everyone's against you. They killed all your other servants. I'm the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me too.
Elijah, get up. Go and stand on the mountain in my presence. I want you to understand that I am with you.
Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire.
Elijah. 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 Elijah, what are you doing here? Elijah, get up and go. I have work for you. You are not alone, and you are not the only one left who is determined to serve me.
I thought it was interesting just hearing people's different favourite sounds. I think for me, like Sylvie, for me it's very much the rain on the windows, particularly late at night, all tucked up. In my bed under the duvet with the blanket. Although last night, with the rain on the window, we also had to keep a look out the window because the road outside our house was flooded. But never mind, it's okay. But the other thing I also find interesting about those sounds is just the fact that so many of those sounds that we can recognise and we can also remember as humans, we're able to store those sounds in our heads, in our brains. And that just got me thinking and wondering about the ways that I hear and recognise God's voice. And are there any implications for that in living in the 21st century, particularly if also we pick up on what we were thinking about last week when Ian was sharing about whether we were willing to let God be our king, if we say God is our king. So how can we hear the voice of that king? The voice of, in the words of the Hallelujah chorus from Handel's Messiah, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we could see from our dramatic retelling that David, Neil and Matthew shared with us today, that God reveals himself through a whole manner of things. He shows his magnificence through a number of things in that story. And did you notice what they were? They were the wind, the earthquake, and fire. But these things, these magnificent things, were things that God did not speak through in this instance. Loud things. The wind, the earthquake, and the fire. These are mighty and powerful things. And I don't know if you have ever visited the Earthquake and Volcanoes exhibition at the Natural History Museum. In the museum there is a simulation of Kobe in Japan, where an earthquake took place in 1995. Or alternatively, if you're friends with Sally and Yagwa Singh, our mission partners in Nepal, on Facebook, you may have read, in particular, Sally's recounts about her experiences of the earthquake there last year in 2015. Both of those give you a feel, and certainly with the simulator, quite literally, about how frightening the aftershocks were. And so whilst the magnificence through loud sounds can declare the greatness of the Lord, God's voice in Elijah's experience was not in them. God's voice came out of a gentle breeze. God spoke through the quietness in a whisper to get Elijah's attention. A lot of times we think of God talking to us by doing things like miracles, but sometimes God talks to us in the little things. We have to learn to listen to God in the big things and in the little things. We have to listen for God to talk to us in any way that he wants to. Now, we could create a nice list and explore the Bible further to look for ways that God does this. But I don't know about you, but I like to have some practical ways to understand things. So to help us do that, I've asked Sylvie to come and share with us her experiences about this. So, Sylvie, are you aware of God talking to you, of his voice?
Yes, I do. Sounds like a wedding. Sorry.
So, what are some of the ways that you hear his voice?
Very often the quietness and the stillness. My day tends to be quite busy at work, and what I'm finding is that God tends to speak to me in the morning when I'm getting ready. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a prompting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And can you maybe tell us briefly about a time that you heard God's voice as a whisper?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to. Many of you probably know, 3.5 years ago, my life was very different. I came out of a toxic relationship. And I had to make the decision where I'm going to live, whether it's going to be down in West Sussex, where most of my friends live, or whether I'm going to stay in Surrey, even though I had spent about 2 years in Surrey already. I hadn't really made any lasting friendships. I'd only been a parishioner at St. Mary's for a year. So even St. Mary's is incredibly welcoming, but it was not quite my core, my base, especially being a foreigner here in this country. It's quite important to have friends quite close by to you. And I was kind of thinking about it, and I was on my way down to Brighton on the train. And during that time, I had already reached out to places in West Sussex and here in Surrey. And while I was passing by Burgess Hill, which was actually the area where I used to live, God clearly spoke to me that I ought to stay in Surrey. And I was quite surprised about this.
Right.
not really knowing anybody. But yeah, so I had to.
So what did you do then?
Well, here I am. 3.5 years later, I was obedient to the Lord. And yeah, I'm just so grateful that, A, that he spoke to me. Also that I listened to him. And yeah. That's it.
Thanks ever so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you. So some of the things that Sylvie talked about there was the importance of prayer, the importance of reading God's word. And both of those are just so important if we're going to hear God's voice. Now, you may already have your pattern of daily prayer and Bible reading. You know, hopefully from me, that I always like to set you a challenge. Would you agree with that? You know, I don't just like to sort of sit here and sort of stand here and leave you sitting there. So I wonder if you'd be up for this challenge, because certainly next week marks the start of Advent, the time that we start to look forward to the birth of Jesus. And the Bible Society are encouraging people across the country to take part in the Advent Challenge, a way of hearing God's voice by reading his word and then responding to it in one of three ways. And in doing that, it's a way of being able to bless others in the process. So I just want to share a very quick video with you, a little bit more about it. Well, that didn't quite go as I was hoping. It did sound as if he had hiccups, didn't it? But basically, if you just sign up to biblesociety.org.uk and then Advent Challenge, basically it provides you with an email every day that you can just select one of three things. It can be something as simple as just giving a smile to someone that you maybe meet who you might not know, or it could be something far more challenging. But I would just really encourage you to sign up for that, because wouldn't it be great that as a result of taking up the Advent Challenge, we would learn to hear God's voice more clearly, so that wherever we are, we can point others to him, particularly as Christmas approaches, and others can then acknowledge him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen.